Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Five questions with Tommy DeVito. Tommy, you're going to be the starting quarterback. This is what you worked hard for. You're coming to Syracuse. The moment's going to be yours as you lead the offense on August 31st. Talk about getting ready for that all summer, preseason practice, and your debut.
Brad, I can't wait. Honestly, it's been a dream come true playing college football. So, you know, off-season workouts, just pushing myself as hard as I can, trying to push all the guys around me, try to be the best leader possible I can be to help get this team in position to be able to do what we want to do.
Last year, Eric Dungy was proclaiming, hey, we want more than six victories. We don't want to just qualify for a bowl. We want to win all of our games. Of course, you won 10 games first time since 01. How did that boost the program, and how are you carrying the torch for Eric Dungy going into this year?
Right, that helps show what we can do and what our potential is, and we haven't even reached our full potential yet. I think that is just the tip of the iceberg, and I think that we don't have a ceiling. Our only ceiling, I believe, is ourselves. I think we can only stop ourselves, and I hope that everyone understands that we're a very consistent team, and that's what Coach Weber preaches on, being consistently good, not occasionally great. So I think that we're trying to be consistent week in and week out, and hopefully the outcome is greater.
Coach Babers raved about the defense and special teams. Let's talk about the offense now. You'll be leading it. Great running backs, great wide receivers, offensive line coming together. Capitalize the offense for us.
Yes, sir. So for the running backs, they're probably our strongest group. There's a lot of guys that can go. Mo Neal, Jarvion Abdul, Jawar Jordan. There's a whole list of them that can go through, and they're all able to go. They're all very smart, very intelligent. The receivers, there's a lot of younger guys, but there's a lot of guys that stepped up and took the role throughout spring ball, and I'm looking forward to seeing them during camp. We've gotten a lot of our timing down. We've been throwing a lot of routes on air, getting our timing down, making sure everything is crisp so by the time camp comes, we're ready to go in the offensive line. The seniors and the older guys have been doing a great job getting the younger guys and the newer guys acclimated with our offense, because a lot of times the linemen are not used to going this fast. They're used to like a huddle and then get set and then go. They're not used to this fast-paced offense, so they have to be in shape to be able to do so. So they've been doing a great job with that, and I'm really just looking forward to it. It's really going to be a good time.
And finally, a personal note, what can we look for from Tommy DeVito? You're going to be a leader, you're going to, you know, be the man for the offense, but can you share with us, you know, just what you're feeling as you prepare here now for to be the starting quarterback for certain?
Pure excitement. It's been a long time coming. I can't wait. I think it's going to be awesome. I know the defense has my back. The special teams has my back. The offense has my back, and I have their back just as much as they have mine. You know, I think that everything is just trust moving forward. They trust me. I trust them. And I really can't wait. Words can't even describe how excited I am to officially get it going. There's been a lot of talk. Spring ball felt like forever. Camp's going to go by quick. I know it's going to be here before I know it, August 31st, kickoff time. I'm going to have the butterflies. I'm going to be going. I can't wait.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
I'm Brad from the Juice website. To tell your folks, I grew up in Princeton.
Oh, really?
I'm a Jersey guy.
Awesome.
My folks still live in Princeton.
Really?
I had a good friend that lived in Montvale.
Really?
Growing up.
Okay.
My grandparents lived in Englewood.
Awesome.
Bergen County. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been following the program longer than any other media person.
Really?
70s.
Wow.
Yeah. So 2020 will be six decades. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.